You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The only thing guaranteed in life is death. A new law signed by Governor Newsom offers another option in addition to burying or cremating a loved one. The bill establishes a natural organic reduction facility to be allowed in California, informally known as human composting. This new law takes effect in 2027 and follows the states of Washington, Colorado, Oregon, and Vermont. The goal of natural organic reduction is to create an environmentally friendly process for returning bodies to the land with nutrient-rich soil from the remains of individuals. To tell us more about the history, we're joined by the company Recompose, which offers this service in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so this is likely new for a lot of people listening. What is Recompose?
Recompose is a Seattle local funeral home, and we provide a service, as you said, called natural organic reduction, which takes the human body and transforms it into soil after death.
How does natural organic reduction actually work? What's the process like?
When someone dies and they come to Recompose, they are placed inside one of our vessels. So it's a chamber that encloses the person. And they're placed in this vessel with a mixture of wood chips, alfalfa, and straw. And so they are cocooned in that, if you will. And then that transformation takes place inside of that vessel in about 30 days.
When looking at your company, Recompose, it's described as a company that's a public benefit corporation. What is that?
A public benefit corporation was just the way that Katrina chose to structure the company when she first started versus being a sole proprietorship or an outright corporation.
How did this begin? What is the origin story of Recompose?
It's a really lovely one, actually. So the story goes that Katrina Spade, almost a decade ago now, was sitting in her backyard watching her young son play. And she imagined what kind of person he would be when he was an adult. And she thought, wow, I will be, in my 60s at that time. And then obviously thought about mortality, as you do. And she realized that none of the options for her body felt right to her. And so she's thinking that surely there's something different. She gets a phone call from a friend saying, hey, have you heard of livestock mortality composting? They do it with, on farms with large animals. And she had this light bulb moment and thought, why couldn't we offer that to humans in a really beautiful and respectful way?
Given that natural organic reduction, it already takes place in a few states here in the United States. California is the latest state. Is it done elsewhere outside of the country?
No, not to my knowledge. It is very specific to here.
So what is the difference between natural organic reduction and, say, cremation?
Well, cremation is completely flame-based. So the person would go inside of what they call the retort of a crematory, usually inside a container, maybe like a cardboard container. And that process is pretty quick. It takes about 2 hours, 3 hours for cremation to be completed. But the result is basically bone fragments that are ground down and don't really have any nutritional value, or really you can't do much with them other than keep them on it. In an urn on your mantle. Natural organic reduction, while it takes a lot longer, the result is a nutrient-rich soil that can actually be used to grow new life.
And when reading some of the support for this, there are some environmental benefits as well when compared to burying someone or cremating an individual.
Yes, absolutely. For every person who chooses Recompose, you are saving a metric ton of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere.
Is the cost more better than cremation or burial? Because, I think a lot of people kind of get slammed with that when they're dealing with the loss of a loved one and not realizing how costly it can be.
Absolutely. So at least for prices in Washington, we fall kind of right in the middle between the cost of cremation and burial. So we're at right around $7,000 right now. Cremation can widely vary anywhere from maybe $2,000 to $10,000 if you have a more elaborate service with it.
Given that Washington was the first state to pass human composting or natural organic reduction, this was back in 2019. What has the response been like? And this also happened during the pandemic.
Yes, it did. And the response truly has been beautiful. We receive contact emails, phone calls every day from people, not just in Washington, but truly all over the world who find what we're doing to be very meaningful. They want to know more and they want to support us.
During the process, as you were talking about, I was looking at the process. It's kind of like a body is placed in like a beehive like structure. Describe the design and the process that takes place within the facility.
Yeah, so that structure you're referencing, we call a hex array. And each of those arrays, like you said, it really looks like honeycomb, and it's very striking when you walk up to it in person. There are individual vessels inside of that array. So when you're looking at that on our website, you're really seeing the front of individual vessels where people rest and transform into soil over those 30 days. And that thought alone, both individual vessels, but being part of a collective in the hex array, was the intention of that design.
What happens to the non-organic materials in this process? You know, bones and teeth, or even materials such as jewelry, or would you even include that? Mm-hmm.
We would not. So any kind of clothing or jewelry is removed beforehand by our team. And then afterwards, we sort the soil to look for any non-organic. So any kind of medical, surgical metal that may have been in the body beforehand is removed, and we recycle it just like a crematorium would.
Does the soil get handed over to the individual's family, or does it get used to fertilize forests?
Yeah, they can choose to take home their person's soil if they'd like. Each person generates quite a bit of soil. It's enough to fill a truck bed. And so some people don't have the capability to take it all home. They may take home smaller amounts and then donate the rest to a forest conservation that we're partnered with in Southern Washington for restoration projects.
Have there been any significant hurdles or challenges to this process, given that it's still pretty much in its infancy? We're just a few years into this.
Yeah, the first hurdle really was education. When you walk up to somebody and say the term human composting, they kind of do a double take, right? So community education was a really big first step. And now it's really just getting out the word of what we do, who we are, what that process is, because it is so new. People come into this not really knowing anything.
Yeah.
So we're working on a big push for education.
You know, there was some opposition to the bill in California. It was a California Catholic conference, and they were quoted in the SF Gate that it reduces the human body to simply a disposable commodity, which is essentially the same process as home gardening composting developed for livestock, not for humans. And that lastly, that it creates an unfortunate spiritual, emotional, and psychological distancing from the deceased. What is your response to that?
I have found that to be exactly opposite. I came to Recompose in order to create the ceremonial aspect and that connection to the people who have lost a loved one. And while doing that, I found that I have a history of working in death care for 6 years now in conventional funeral homes. And I've never seen people connect to a process of death care like I have with natural organic reduction. Especially when they see that soil after a couple of months, they're able to come up to it, to touch it, and to know that that was their person. It's a beautiful and truly spiritual moment. So I would say that the opposite is true.
What are some other misconceptions that you've had to clear up and sift through?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions around the definition of respect, right? And that differs for everybody. But we tend to these people over 30 to 60 days. Our staff is with these people every day during their transformation. And so it's very controlled. It's a very, much like any funeral home, very respectful environment with a lot of love and care. And so a lot of the things that people may think about that kind of have the ick factor, like what about odors? How do you make sure that that is in fact the individual? Those are all things we talk about a lot, and all really understandable worries that our staff works to ensure are dissipated.
Do you have an idea of how many people, how many clients you've had over the last 3 years or so?
Yeah, we're actually just looking. So we put our first person in a vessel in December of 2020. And since then, we're at number 199. So we've served almost 200 families.
And you are located in Washington, but as you mentioned, you were getting a response from not only from other states, but also from across over the world.
Yes, we have had nobody from outside of the U.S. yet, but we've had folks from all over the country be shipped to our facility actually to undergo this process.
You know, people who are interested in this, since it is pretty new and people are just getting familiar with it, are these more environmentalists or organic farmers who want the process after their passing? Or are there also individuals not so much focused on the environment aspect that are interested in this service?
Yeah, we've had a wide variety of folks, definitely a lot of organic farmers, landscapers, but also scientists, young activists. We've also had families who unfortunately have lost their child opt for us because it's such a gentler process, and it's very meaningful for them to know that the cycle of life in that way continues, right? Their person becomes soil, and that soil is then used to grow new life.
Given that California is the latest state, so now there's a handful that are going to be adopting this, are you having conversations with other states that are considering the same thing?
Yes, there are several states who have at least been considering it. Specifically, we've been in conversation with New York, and we're really excited for the bill that is there and hoping that it does push forward.
This law takes effect in a few years, like in about 4+ years, 2027. What happens between now and then?
Yes. So there will likely be other regulations California's mortuary board will sort out. But between now and then, Recompose is going to be very, very much focused on how do we get there just as soon as we can. We can't wait to find the perfect location and begin those plans.
Mm. What does the future hold for Recompose in the years and months from now?
Well, we are focusing on our new facility in Denver, Colorado. Build out for that will begin at the end of the year, and it will be much larger than our current Seattle facility. We have right now 30 vessels in that facility, and we'll have 54 by the end of the year. The Colorado facility is anticipated to have 3 to 4 times that amount.
Hmm. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Vicki.
Morgan Yarbrough is with Recompose, which offers natural organic reduction of human remains in the Pacific Northwest. California is the latest state to add this type of human composting as an option in addition to burial and cremation. The law takes effect in 2027. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.